Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Sometimes after the show, we sit in the studio and we keep talking about stuff, and then we post it online. We call it the Afterwards Podcast. I mean, Kyle, you came up with the name.
Well, it was kind of a team effort.
No, it wasn't. Okay. You came up with the name.
Okay, right. When you search for it, search after words, W-O-R-D-S, not the other way. Now, once you find it, please subscribe, rate, and review.
A little bit of a warning. Sometimes afterwards can be a little NSFW. So, you know, earbuds. We talk about things we can't and shouldn't talk about on the real show, but this is as real as it gets.
Afterwards, it's on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or just go to our podcast page at johnjayandrich.com.
Afterwards, W-O-R-D-S.
John Jay and Rich. What's crack-a-lackin'? This is the big boss dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom, what you gonna do? John Jay and Rich. We're not talking about Ren 1010. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy, big Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
It's John Jay and Rich. You can call us at 877-937-1047. You can also text us. Text JJR, whatever your message is, to 96893. A couple weeks ago, producer Bill brought up on the show that he was over this music. It's like our show intro music that we've been using for years and years and years and years and years. And he was like, let me make a presentation. Can you use something else? So he brought up two different themes that were like,
One was the new MLB soccer theme.
Hans Zimmer, yeah, right?
And I do love me some Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
They talk about Hans Zimmer and the boys.
They do? I didn't catch that.
When they're doing the boys, they're doing a movie called The Dawn of Seven. And they got, when they're explaining it, they go, cue Hans Zimmer.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Yeah. That sucks.
So anyway, he did like it. And what's funny about it is, if you missed the show that day, it was a podcast. And so many people messaged saying, don't change the theme. Keep the show theme the same. And Suzette at the time said, I have an idea for a song. So at this point, Bill's themes are out.
We didn't even try it.
No. Yeah. It was just kind of like.
Because it's not as good as this.
Yeah, it's not as good as this. So, but Suzette, you have potentially other ideas. We're open to discuss anything, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. So don't get me wrong. I like this. I like it. I don't love it, but I like this bed, this music bed. I like the Snoop Dogg intro, too, but...
I love the Snoop Dogg intro.
Yeah, and I really like it. I love Uncle Snoop. Here's the thing, though. I feel like we can always, you know, change things up every now and then. So what I did was, with the help of some other people in the building, I created an intro with a music bed that goes right under it. So I'm nervous. I'm so nervous to play for you guys because I do like the Snoop Dogg intro. It's just...
Oh, wait, so you've taken it a step further than just the music bed.
Yes.
You've eliminated Snoop Dogg.
Well, that is also something Bill wanted to do for quite some time. Right, he wanted to retire that Snoop intro.
Because he said Snoop Dogg was irrelevant, but it's like...
But he's not.
He's not. He's on the Corona commercials.
He's iconic. I mean,
Beyonce just did a Snoop Dogg joke.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Good point.
Days
yeah.
ago.
It's Uncle
yeah.
Snoop. He's
yeah,
never going to go.
Snoop Dogg is tremendous. But okay, go ahead. So this is I'm so excited to hear what you have.
I'm really nervous.
So you're presenting a new open and a music bed.
Yes.
Okay.
All together. All right. Here you go.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet. I just flipped
the switch. What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
Whoa. That was cool.
That's pretty sick. That's pretty sick.
Uh-oh.
I mean... We're going to have to use that because that's just killer.
What do you guys think?
I just flipped the switch. Flip, flip.
What happens when this song goes out? Because it's like popular, right?
Yeah.
Now.
I think the beat will still be pretty dope. But I think within a couple years, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years, maybe 5 years, we can always change it up. You know what I mean? Make it new, make it fresh. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
So let me ask you this. Couldn't we keep... like what we have because no hold on because this is so fantastic. Why can't this play more times throughout the show? Like you have the show. It's kind of like when you see the TV. Give me a famous TV show. I'm just gonna go to Friends, but give me another show. That's
The Office.
The Office, like you have the show intro. Everyone mm-hmm. knows the theme song to The Office.
Yeah.
So it's like the thing that I first played, this is like, let's just call this the John Jane Rich theme. That's when the show starts at 5 a.m. That's the show, kind of, right?
People when, know. It's like a familiar noise.
It's a call to action.
And then, or same with Seinfeld. You know the Seinfeld theme. You know the Friends theme. And then when we do other things throughout the show, there's different music that plays underneath it. That thing that you just made, couldn't that play like almost 5 or 6 times throughout the show?
Sure.
Because
that's so incredible. But it's like the open is Snoop Dogg saying everything that he says. Mm-hmm. And then everything else you put there is just incredible. And then as it evolves, celebrities evolve, like the Dua Lipa thing. Oh, she's going to be around forever. But whoever else is in there.
Post Malone.
Yeah. Whoever else, they fade or whatever. That's just a really cool thing. That was very badass.
That was good. Thanks.
It's really cool. That's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a forever to like try to find different clips and artists and sounds. So it took some work. And I was ready for you guys not to like it.
So what's there not to like? The only if I was to be totally anal retentive, I think that if it was our real show open, I think people would start to not listen to what we have to say and just kind of go listen to the Drake song.
Well, see, that's why
I'm listening to.
That's the only thing is that why I asked when this song goes out. It's like right now, it's like that song is so recognizable, and so it's like you sing the song in your head.
It's like, you're like, I'm not listening to what Kyle has to say right now. I'm listening to It's a Rolly, Not a Stopwatch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it would grab your attention.
It does, but then are you listening to what we're saying, or are you listening for your favorite part of the song?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm. I don't know.
Like this song right here, you don't know where the hell you heard that from. You might. The thing about this song.
And you've heard it so much that now it's just sort of like a background and it's just like
what
there.
I get from this is sometimes people go, oh my God, I heard your song on a commercial for this. I heard your song at a Suns game. I heard your song at a whatever. That's what I hear. I get a lot of feedback I get.
Where is this from?
This actual theme, this one right here is from the movie Kill Bill.
Oh, okay.
And now it's also used later. It was in the Transformers movie, and it was used in a bunch of different things. Now it's used in a bunch of TV commercials and stuff. But Quentin Tarantino gave us the rights with Snoop Dogg. Google John Jane Rich theme.
They popped on by. Hey, guys, go. Some rights.
Let's hear Suzette's thing again. That was just fantastic.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet.
What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay
and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard, quite
that
honestly.
That is so good. Is that our station voice?
Yeah.
That guy's good.
Gets me hype. It's like, let's go. Let's do this.
I want to hear that and then have this underneath it. can this play just underneath it?
No.
Like a mashup? Yeah.
We don't need beats.
That's awesome, Suzette. Thank you.
Yay.
That was good. Give me goosebumps. All right. It's John Jane Rich.
It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John Jay and Rich.
It's time for Second Date Update. We're going to talk to AJ here. So the way it normally works, we're going to talk to AJ. He's going to tell us how he met this person he went out with, about the date, and then we're going to find out why. Well, we're going to troubleshoot and find out why there is no second date. Then we're going to call the person he went out with and find out why they don't like him anymore. AJ, welcome to John Jay and Rich Second Date Update. What's your story?
Hey, guys. So there's this girl that I work with, and I've had a massive crush on since we started working there, and I saw her. She's beautiful. She's funny. She's interesting. And you know, we've been working together since, I guess, like October of last year, so almost a year. And at our company, we're like the two youngest people there. So, you know, we've kind of struck up a work friendship. And being honest, I've always wanted to ask her out, but like, I don't want to make it weird. We work together. And I guess, honestly, I'm also a little afraid she'll say no. So, yeah. Then we all started working out at home back in March, like everybody. And my ability to even just interact with her was affected. And, you know, we'd do online, like WebEx meetings for a while. And that was it. That's the only time I get to see her. But there's always other people on the call. So I couldn't, we couldn't talk one-on-one. It would have been weird for me to just like text her or that kind of stuff. So finally, I started chatting with her online. And then I built up the courage just to ask her to dinner. And she said yes. It was a little awkward, if I'm being honest. You know, we met at the restaurant, hadn't seen each other in quite a while, so I wasn't sure, like, should I hug her, give her a handshake? Hug seemed too much, so we fist bumped. And, you know, whatever. Then we had a nice dinner, or at least I thought so, and I want to ask her out again, but I don't know if she would say yes.
Why?
It's just been different since we went out. Like, I've been trying to chat with her online at work. She doesn't respond the way she used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not being friendly like she used to, as friendly as she used to be. It's just all business now.
Mm. So you noticed the vibe change after the first
day? Yeah, yeah. And, like, I texted her once, but she didn't respond to it. I felt like I was pushing it, so I've only tried to talk to her on the online, like, online chat. That's it.
There a moment, like, in the date where you, like, noticed that it wasn't going good, or you said something that maybe she made a face, like, she didn't like that?
No. Like, I paid the check, and we both said it was, like, really great to see you in person, and that was it. She said, see you at work, but she didn't say that she wanted to go out again or anything like that. It was just very, it was nice, but it wasn't, I didn't get any hints or any vibes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and these are the tough ones for us because you're not, It's not like I'm assuming there was no intimacy, there was no kissing, there was no you spend the night, there's no sexual activity, right? We got nothing like that to go on, right?
Exactly. No, there was no kissing, there was nothing sexual happened. I don't know. I mean, like, maybe it's as simple as she's just not interested in me like that, but I don't think that I did anything to screw the date up. But I might have. I guess I'm in my head about this, guys. Okay. And I need some help.
When you guys were in the office, are you at a job where you have to, like, get dressed up and wear a suit every day?
I mean, yeah. We work in a consulting business, so I don't have to wear a suit every day, but I wear a tie most days, and she always dresses professional.
Has she ever seen you in regular, everyday clothes?
No, but I also, like, I wore a nice button-down, I had some nice jeans, so it wasn't like I was looking weird, and in the in the web meetings, nobody's really dressed up, so we've seen each other in more casual attire.
Because I had a friend one time who decided to go out with a guy from work, and she was only used to seeing him in, like, suits.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, he showed up, and his outfit was so weird and off. And she's like, I don't want to say it, but it almost changed his personality. And it, like, changed how
sense.
I felt about him.
Khaki pants.
I can't remember what the outfit actually was, but it was, like, very different. And she's like, it's almost like I learned more about him by what he chose to wear.
That's so funny.
Well, I mean, it could be something like that.
That could easily be something like that because he's not given, he doesn't know. So when the guy doesn't know, it's either she got back with her boyfriend or it's something he's totally clueless like that, and it's all in her head because she's like, I'm turned off by what he did, and you don't know. So we have to call her, and we'll find out from her. So what's her name?
Her name is Robin.
All right, we'll call Robin. We're going to find out what went wrong. Second Date Update continues next. John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
We're in the middle of Second Date Update. You got AJ and Robin. They work together since October, and he was, like, crushing on her, likes her. So he wants to ask her out, but then the pandemic hits. Now they start working from home, and they start doing, you know, like, these Zoom meetings, WebEx things, but he can never really get alone time with her. Finally, he gets up enough nerve, asks her out. She says yes. They go to dinner. They have a good time at dinner, right? Good time at dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And dinner's over, and she said, that's a nice time. That was a fun time. Yeah, that was great. And that's it. That's the end of the date. And since then, it's been awkward, and he doesn't know what went wrong. He can't figure it out. Kyle came up with a good thing that maybe after working together and they were, because they dress up at work, that maybe she wasn't into his casual look, you know, but we got nothing to really go on. He doesn't know. He says everything went great. So we're going to call Robin and find out what went wrong with Robin. Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin.
I wonder if they can date because they're coworkers.
Oh, like she'll be like, you mean like that's her
like
role?
The company?
Oh.
Hello.
Hello. We're looking for Robin.
Yeah. Who is this?
Hi, Robin. Good morning. This is the radio station, the John, Jay, and Rich Show.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's awesome. I'm actually a fan of you guys.
Oh, cool. Can we put you on air for a second to talk to you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've never been on air before. I didn't expect you guys to call me. I don't listen live as often as I should, but it's kind of exciting.
Well, thank you. Well, so listen, we're calling you about your work, your job. and the people you work with. Are you enjoying your work and what you do?
I do. Yeah, I like what I do.
Oh, good.
I enjoy it.
So one of your coworkers reached out to us about something. So that's what we're calling you. Is that okay to talk to you about that?
Oh, okay. I think I know what this is about.
Uh-oh.
It's about stealing. You've been stealing from the change drawer, from the petty cash.
Change drawer? No.
Okay, so you think you know what it's about. It's about AJ?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so let me just give you his point of view and what he told us. He says that, you know, he's been kind of crushing on you for a while. You know, the pandemic hits. Either way, eventually he asks you out. He gets enough nerve to ask you out. You guys go out. He thinks he had a great time. He thinks you had a great time. He thinks the date went great. Now he thinks things are awkward between you two. He doesn't know why. He wants to see you again. So if you wouldn't mind telling us, where did things go wrong? Because you're clearly not into him, right? So what went wrong? And where are you now?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't 100% sure that it was even a date. At first, I thought he was just being friendly and wanted to catch up as friends and coworkers. But then I was thinking, like, is this a date? Like, I don't really know for sure. He asked me where I wanted to eat, and I really said, I don't care. You pick, but just like make sure it's healthy. And he came back and said Chili's, and I was like, okay. Well, so then this isn't a date, I don't think. So I was just like, I'll go along with it and see what happens. Everything seemed fine, and then after we ate, he asked me if I wanted dessert, and I said no, because I've been trying to definitely eat more healthy, and he knows that. So then the server came by and asked if we wanted dessert. He orders a molten chocolate cake, and I'm not sure if you've seen this thing before, but it's massive, and he proceeds to eat the entire thing in front of me, and he didn't offer to share even at all. Even if he did, I probably would have said no, but still kind of rude. Especially when I'm trying to eat healthy to, like, eat that entire thing in front of me, it makes it a lot more difficult. So, I don't know. I just felt like it really wasn't, like, a date kind of vibe.
So that's it. That's the only reason he didn't share his dessert with you, and he took you to Chili's.
It wasn't really just that. It was just, like, it just didn't really feel like a date. I don't know. It felt like just a lunch. You know, it felt like catching up. It didn't really feel like anything romantic.
Okay. All right. So he's actually listening to this. AJ, you hear that?
Yeah. I hear it. Hey, Robin. How are you?
I'm good.
So I just want to clear some of this up. Like, I get it. That was definitely a date. I don't know why that was unclear, but like I fully intended for that to be a date.
Okay. I mean, it was just a little misunderstanding. It's not like if I didn't think it was a possibility. I was just a little bit lost.
Because
I mean, Chili's isn't really necessarily the healthiest. So I was like, you know,
they have their guiltless grill.
Mm-hmm. Delicious too.
There's healthy options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was. I mean, I found something for sure. But it was the healthiest. First thing that I think of.
Well, I guess I wanted to take you to Chili's because that's where we had lunch for the first time. You know, like, remember, like, with Matthew, Taylor, and us? I just thought it'd be, you know, kind of cute to go back to the first place we ever had a meal together.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, that makes sense. Now that I look at it in that perspective.
That's kind of cute for it to remember.
It is, but there's...
Right?
It just sounds like Robin's not feeling it at all.
There's not like they don't sound charming together. Like, let's give this another go. It seems like she's just a little confused and annoyed.
Well, I mean, you say it's a date, but then you take me to Chili's on our first date and eat molten chocolate cake in front of me when you know I'm trying to eat healthy, though.
I mean, but like in my defense, like, you know, first off, Chili's has like 7 healthy items on their menu. Like, they're talking about the guiltless grill, like, you know, I googled it to make sure because I know you cared about that, and also, like, I love that cake. It's the best. And I asked you if you wanted dessert. You said no, and like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that me enjoying a dessert was going to bother you, but I'm sorry for that. That's my bad, and maybe I should have known better.
No, it's okay. I don't think you did it intentionally.
So do you want to see him again?
So I would give it another try.
Do they still have the baby back ribs there?
Sure.
Well, you knew about the guiltless menu. I just figured maybe you know about the baby back ribs.
Baby back ribs.
Their chips and salsa are really good there.
I love their guacamole. Mm-hmm.
All right, so she's willing to give it a shot there, AJ. So,
yeah, this time I'll take you. I'll make sure, like, we could maybe give me a list of some great restaurants you like. I'd be happy to take you to a little classier of an establishment, and I promise you I won't eat a whole cake in front of you this time. Now that I know.
Okay.
All right.
Deal.
Thank you guys for going on there with us. That's Second Date Update. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. Grant's in the studio. This is his theme song. Then I got high. Oh, wait, Grant, so share with us the story of you getting high. I know that
which opens one?
Yeah. Oh, there's a million.
The one. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. So the other night, it was probably about, I don't know, 5 or 6, feeling like the evening time, I decided I was going to take a pretty substantial edible. I've been off of the medical marijuana for a few months now, just got it back, and I said, let's get back on this train.
So you haven't had any... nothing
no,
for months?
No, like it's probably been about 2 months.
What?
I had what I had left over. I just kind of got through, and then I just was like, I need to get some. I want to make sure that I still need the medicine. Mm-hmm. So I let it out of my system, and then I made sure, you know, before I made a doctor's appointment to, you know, need it.
Okay.
Instead of just taking it because I want to take it because it's so fun.
Okay.
So I had a whole night planned of taking this big edible dose. First one back at it. I was going to get dinner, going to, you know, peruse the internet, hours and hours of internet. You know, that's what I love to do. Just put on headphones and just go down these really graphic, terrible rabbit holes. Like the internet's amazing.
That's a fun night for you.
Absolutely.
On an edible.
Yes.
Okay.
And your brain just goes so many places. So I take this big edible and I'm just kind of like waiting.
When you say big edible, is it like the way I look at every once in a while those giant Hershey's Kisses?
No, this is a like good, that? Great question. No, these are little gummies.
Okay.
And I ate, I think there were 10 of them. So that was about 300 milligrams, like, which is a...
Good God.
Yeah, it's a big boy dose.
Okay.
And right as I start to feel my body tingle, I'm like, man, I gotta get over the computer, gotta get my YouTube queue ready.
Wait, how many did you take? All 10?
I took all 10, yeah.
Grant.
I like to party. So...
Put me in a coma.
I'm starting to feel that good feeling, warm, tingly. My body feels good. I'm just like, I'm curious. Let's explore the internet. And I log on to my computer, and I get the no internet connection.
Oh.
My internet went down for I what I'm assuming was, I don't know, eight hours-ish. But it happened basically, or right, it happened right when I decided to take the edibles. So now I am peaking. I'm at the high point, and I am like, oh my gosh, I don't have internet, which means I don't have Netflix because Apple TV, all that stuff. I don't have cable. I have nothing to watch. I'm back in time. I'm in the olden days trying to figure out what I'm going to do with myself on this wonderful edible. So I'm like, okay, I unplug everything, like my computer, unplug the modem, and then I'm like, I'm going to go outside. And I'm just going to get some fresh air because I haven't done that in months. I feel like I've just been hanging out in the apartment. So the edible's blowing my mind, and it's dark. It's, you know, darker a little earlier. And I go down this weird creek path, and there's no lights. Like, no lights. And I don't have my phone. I don't have anything with me. I just...
Why do you choose to go down said path then?
Without said phone.
Right? I mean, hello. It's
like, I've seen a lot of scary movies, and a lot of them start this way. So I'm like, I'd like to find myself in that position someday where I'm, you know.
And you don't just decide to go scroll on your phone?
No, because I don't. I also live in the boondocks, so I don't get very good cellular data. So I rely on that.
So you're walking down the creek path, no phone, it's dark. What happens?
I start to think I hear things behind me, and I'm in the middle of the path, and this is probably like a 2 mile path. So there's a mile this way, a mile this way, and it's just dark.
I don't think that's a path anymore.
Yeah,
no. that's like a region.
Yeah. You're in a forest.
And I swear there was somebody following me, and to the point where I started to kind of brisk up the walk a little bit, loosen the hips, and get into
power
it.
Walking.
And I get all I just decide I'm going to go all the way around the neighborhood. And just kind of like, you know, see if I can see who's following me. And the whole time I'm like looking back because I'm hearing more and more. And I get to the end of the path and turn and I realize there's nobody on the path. There's nobody behind me. I just fell into this paranoid thing. So I retreat to my favorite gas station. I go in and get like a soda and they're like, it's fine. You're good.
They know that you're
like
messed
up. Like you tell them, I think someone's following me.
Yeah. Yeah. I came in there and I did that thing where I shut the door at the gas station. Like I closed it behind me, which I don't think a lot of people do. And there's this really cool guy, Tipu, who works at this gas station, and he always knows. He's always like, you having a good night? And that's code for you look really, really high right now. So yeah, it turns out I was fine. I got my little Mexican cookies and then I walked home. And guess what? When I got home, plugged my modem back in, internet worked. Ooh. Everything was great. I had the best night ever, guys.
It all works out, right?
So yeah.
So you were followed.
Tipu
saved the day.
Tipu is the guy. Shout out to Tipu with the get and run. What's up, man?
I wish we could see that. You running in, closing the door behind you.
Sweating.
I know. I know.
Speed walking.
It's all on the hips. Right.
Thank you, Grant.
Thank you, guys.
All right. It's John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
It's John Jane Rich. So I got my wife for our anniversary an Apple Watch.
Nice.
Okay. She calls it a leash.
Why?
Because one of the main reasons I got her the Apple Watch is because I also got her Peloton, because the Peloton people said that the new Apple Watch and the new Peloton worked well together. Mm-hmm. So that's why I got it. And then I thought, well, an added benefit is my wife is terrible at answering the phone and terrible at returning text messages. And I thought, if she has the watch on her, it'll, because you ever had a conversation with someone that has an Apple Watch?
Yep.
And if you're talking to them, they'll just stop and they look at their watch because they got a text, they got whatever. It's like, it's kind of rude and disrespectful. But at the same time, if you're the person that's on the other end that's calling, right on, you get a hold of that person. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'll always be able to get a hold of her. Now she's, so the first day I got her the watch, I'm like, hey, and I call her, I'm like, you didn't pick up. She's like, oh, I didn't have the watch on. I don't have your leash on.
Oh,
I'm not wearing your leash. So I'm not wearing your leash today. Right. So, but then I become obsessed with this. This is what the problem is for me now. If I call her, she does pick up. She's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, are you talking to me on your watch?
And
she's
that.
Like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, you're on your watch. Okay, wait. So the whole conversation is like, how far away is your arm from your face? Like, are you talking like this? Hello, how are you? Like, right up here. And she's like, no, I'm just doing whatever I'm normally doing. And it sounds better than the phone.
It does?
That's amazing.
It does.
That's weird.
But because when she talks on the phone, she has the phone like stuck in her neck. Mm-hmm. So you hear this. Where on the Apple Watch is like, hi, how are you? I can hear everything perfectly, right?
I love it, yeah.
You awesome. Have one?
I have one, but I'm not wearing it right now. But Mr.
So it doesn't
Baby
work very
I,
well when it's not on?
Mr. Baby and I use that, like the walkie-talkie, you know, feature on it.
So how come you're not wearing it?
It's a leash.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
I usually wear it like mainly on the weekends, like having to like take it off and put it on every night to charge it. I'm just kind of like annoyed. Like the bracelets I have right now, the black tourmaline stone bracelets, I don't take them off. They're on. I keep them on all the time.
So the thing for me with this thing is with the watch is that she calls it a leash. So now my kids are going back to school pretty soon. And I was checking with you guys the other day about Disneyland being open. You said, Rich, Disneyland is not open.
No, I just went to their website, and the front part, like the Mall-y part, they have limited opening, but the actual parks are still closed.
Okay, good. That's good for me. Let me tell you why. My wife and my son Jake and my son Dutch, we're going to go to Los Angeles to see my sister. It's fall break. They have time off.
Right.
And she was like, because Kemp has a basketball tournament in Las Vegas coming up. So Kemp was going to stay home and train while they go to Los Angeles. And then Kemp and I were going to go to Las Vegas for the tournament. So Blake's like, well, we'll just go see your sister. And then while we're there, we'll go to Disneyland. And I'm like, you're going to go to Disneyland like without us? She's like, yeah. And I had this how dare you?
Star Wars without you?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm like, Star Wars without me? I'm like, I've waited my whole life for Star Wars Land. Like, my whole life. when I was a child, Star Wars opened up. All I ever wanted in my life was to be a part of the Star Wars galaxy. That's all I ever wanted.
No, I haven't.
And now the Star Wars land is open. You can make your own lightsaber. You can make a Yoda. You can do R2-D2. You make robots. It's literally what I've waited for my entire life. And you're going to go take two of my children? Like, I'm like, how can you, and she like looked at me like she crossed the line, like she knew, like I was like that's like if we go to divorce court and I tell that to a judge, gavel, it's over. I get all the property. Like, how can you do that? Property? Like, how, and so I have such peace in my heart knowing that it's not open.
It doesn't work like that, by the way.
So that can't happen. That can't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I could not believe that. That was like, it was so nonchalant that she was just going to go to Disneyland without me. Like, oh, that's so.
Well,
that.
According to the website, it doesn't even have, they say, we'll let you know when things change, but it is not open for the foreseeable future.
But Disney World is.
Yes.
Disney World is.
Yeah, I don't want to go to Florida. I don't want to do that.
Do they have a Star Wars land? I don't think they do, right?
Oh, I figured they opened everything at the same time. I thought both Florida, Disney World, all of them, I thought. But I don't know. Doesn't say John J. Disney on my shirt. So anyway, that's the kind of thing. So now I'm like, go visit my sister. Whatever. That's boring.
What do you want her to have a boring time?
No,
though?
But you can go to Knott's Berry Farm. I don't care. Go to Universal World, whatever that is.
Six
but
Flags.
Yeah, don't go. But don't go to Disneyland. Don't go to Star Wars Land. Do you know what I mean? That's such betrayal. Like it's so like.
You just said Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
She just has a fourth son.
God, I was so.
Is what it is.
And I said to camp, I go, you want? And then he even was like, really, mom? And then I think she was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
You got your way.
I know.
By the way, Disney World does have Star Wars Land.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right, it's John Jay and Rich. May the Force be with you.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. Delaney in the studio. It's time for Delaney's Downloads, where she gives us information that's, you know, very necessary, especially in her world. Delaney's Downloads today is what, a dating app?
Yeah, it's a new dating app, which actually I thought was pretty cool because I know a lot of people are kind of over like the superficial swipe culture, kind of like Tinder or Bumble or Hinge, where it's kind of like you initially base it off what you look like. And it's funny because I was reading an article yesterday that people will spend an average of 3 seconds on a profile before they choose to swipe right or left or not, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So if you're over something like that, maybe this new dating app could be something for you. It's called S'more. So users receive recommended profiles each day chosen specifically for them by an algorithm. It factors in your values, passions, preferences, and behaviors. But all the photos of your potential matches are blurred out. So the more you engage and chat with someone on the app, the more the picture unblurs.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I don't like it.
Like a game.
I don't like it. It's like a game. Why don't you like it?
I think physical attraction is, yes, it is, you know, superficial, but also it's very important because that's the thing that like nature draws you to someone
for sure.
So like, what if you really like someone's personality and then I feel like, and then what do? You get stuck in this uncomfortable situation where you're like, hey, you're cool, but
sometimes you can look past that when you really get to know the person.
Like, it's fun to be the inventor of that dating app, but I wouldn't want to be on that dating app.
No.
I think that's pretty cool. Like, for there to be a connection before knowing what you look like. And even if you're not like, oh, I don't think I would have, like, probably swiped on them, but now really getting to know you and you're cute, like you're not the hottest guy in the world, give it a chance. And it could be something.
Yeah, if they're like not the hottest guy in the world, but if you're like just straight up not attracted, like if it's just if you're not attracted to whatever
S'more
gives you,
then you move on.
Then it's so awkward.
But at least you give it a try, like connection wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is it S'more, like the fun little thing that you eat for dessert, or is it like come eat S'more?
It's S'more.
Okay.
That's a cute name.
Okay. So you get on there, you're looking, you read about them first, and then you go and you see pictures. It reminds me of an idea I brought up on the air a long time ago, but I didn't say I have this idea, but I felt this is a better version of that idea, where I think there should be a dating app called Mask, and you go on there and you have pictures of yourself with masks on, and then you decide whether you want to date, because that's everyone wears a mask now. And I can't tell you how many people I've seen where you look at them and like you see beautiful eyes, and you're like, man, you're like this person, man, you have beautiful eyes, male and female. And then I go, let me see your face. And then you see their face, you're like, whoa, hey, put that mask back on.
No,
whoa.
Man.
Like, you know what I mean? Have you seen that yet?
No, well, yeah. It's funny you say that because I was at dinner and the waiter who was taking care of us, it's like, he was cute with the mask on, but then he took it off and he had this crazy beard. Aww. And I was like, whoa, I did not expect you to look like that with your mask on.
Because then you'd have to even have him shave his beard to see what his real face looks like before you get married to him.
It's another layer.
What happened to you? You had a friend that got catfished?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think she got catfished. So she's been talking to this guy on this dating app, and she's so funny. She's one of those people that's like, I'm not single anymore. Like, he's the love of my life. Like, don't ask me to go out. Yeah, she's
hope
like,
romantic.
I'm in love with him. So she had been talking to him for a couple of weeks, and over the weekend, after we went out to dinner, he invited us over to his place, and his friends were there, but he was on his way back. Like, I think he went to the store to grab alcohol, but he's like, my friends are there, just go in, like, make yourself at home. Uh-huh. So we get there and we're inside, and he ends up walking in, and I had already seen this guy before because she showed me, and he looked smoking hot on the dating app. And I turn around and he walks in the door and he introduces himself, and I'm like, you're da da da? And he was like, yeah, like, nice to meet you. I was like, nice to meet you too. You don't look like anything. You're like, do not look like your pictures at all.
How so? Like, what was so different?
This is gonna sound, I don't wanna sound mean, but he looked a little more distorted in person. Like, his face looked so,
he's blurred, like he's the s'mores app in person.
What? Like, he just didn't look as,
maybe,
like,
you were drunk already.
I was pretty drunk, actually.
I wonder what one does to have a distorted face in real life.
He looked like not as polished as he did online. Like, he looked like Rico Suave online, but then you saw him in person and I was like, you just don't look like Rico Suave.
The unfiltered version.
Yes, exactly. Oh. And I went back, and maybe he does smooth out his face a bit, but I was like, so he like walks away, and I go down to my friend and I go, he's catfish. And she's like, I know, shut up. But then he was really nice, but I was just like,
Did she like him? Did she hit it off with him or no? That was it.
I mean, I don't know. She wasn't like as crazy about him as she was, because I don't know. I feel like,
not in love anymore.
When you put yourself out there on social media and then you are in person and you're not what you look like, it just seems like you're, I don't know.
It's almost like you don't want to make your dating profile pictures that filtered or whatever, because then you're setting a really high expectation that you aren't.
Right. Exactly. And I think she kind of just felt a little like weird after that.
Did he have a baller pad? His house?
Sick house.
Okay, that's what I figured. Because you leave and you're like, just go on inside. Like, you know that whole deal?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you'd be like, sick pad, go inside, and then I'll be there later. Like, it was almost set up that way. So you're in love with the house. So that way, I know you're going to be disappointed in me personally when you see me.
Oh, how sad.
It sounds like that's what happened, I think.
I don't know, but now that you say that, that's weird, because the place was really nice.
Why would I ask that question? Why would I ask that question?
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
Because I know the game. I know the game.
Oof. So she's not talking to him anymore?
Well, actually, I...
Of course she is. Look at his house.
No, she still is, but I think she just wasn't as excited as she was about it, because I think she felt a little fooled.
Did she hook up with him?
No, she didn't hook
up.
Did
you throw up that night?
Yes, I did.
Well, there.
How
there's
do
the
you
blurriness.
Know all these questions?
She told me the story already. But she didn't tell me his face was blurry. I'm assuming.
Distorted.
I'm assuming it's from your drinking.
It could be.
All right, thank you, Delaney. The app is S'mores. S'mores. It's John Jay and Rich. New guy, Nick, in the studio, because Nick is going through a version of something all of us go through, I think. And that's where you get packages that come all the time from Amazon or whatever, right? And I guess on the Amazon account at my house, almost all of them say John J. Van S. Almost all of them. And I never order anything for Amazon. So it's funny, when it comes to my house, my wife will be like, did you order something on Amazon? And I'm like, no. And then she opens it up. She's like, oh. And then she opens it up. Oh, I ordered this. It's a tablecloth or something. And I'm like, why would I? You know, I didn't order that. You know, don't. So, but Nick is in an interesting situation, I think, about the most recent packages that you guys got. What happened?
Yeah, so it's, I don't know, this has been so weird, because again, I've been home for 6 months, and when you're literally at home and you're not going anywhere and you're not doing anything else, like, that's what you do. You just shop. Yeah. And you're like, oh, whatever. Yeah. I'm not buying beer this week. I guess this will just do. We got on Friday, and it was addressed to me, and I was like, what did I order now? Because it's like every day.
That's every time.
Every
all
day.
The time. What? Yeah. What is this?
There's something coming, and we don't, like, it's a guessing game, you know? And I open it up, and it was a special edition Phoenix Suns Disney-themed T-shirt.
Specific.
Okay. And I was like, wait a minute.
It's like Devin Booker with mouse ears?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's like, it looks like it's from the 90s, but it's Mickey Mouse, Goofy, and Donald Duck all in Phoenix Suns jerseys.
That's pretty dope.
And then there's a long sleeve Mickey Mouse Phoenix Suns shirt. So apparently, like, when they announced that the Suns were going to be in the bubble, mm-hmm. they produced these shirts. And immediately I was like, that's something I need.
You did order them?
And I ordered them without even thinking about it and then forgot. And we had to go back and look and see who it was.
Because you didn't remember ordering it?
Yeah, I didn't remember ordering it.
She doesn't remember ordering it.
And she didn't remember either. And so we go back and we're like, oh, okay. Well, we ordered those for like the last week of July.
So who was it?
And
it
they just came. And it was me.
That's what happened, man.
And I've got a brand new baby. And it's like, oh, yeah, of course you would buy, you know, Mickey Mouse shirt for yourself.
That's worth it, though.
Rather than your child.
That's a good purchase.
There is this thing, though, when a package comes mm-hmm. and you are excited as hell. And then also, and I'm sure there's got to be some psychological name for it, where you get massive disappointment when it's not anything you want.
Detergent.
Yeah. Oh, it's a new charger. Yeah.
But sometimes you do put things in your cart and then you put other things on top and you forget that you have like all this other stuff below it. So you buy it and then you start getting all this stuff that you didn't really mean to buy.
Yeah, and I think that's the last, like, significant purchase that I've made.
Significant.
Because it got real bad in, like, June and July, where it was, like, every day something would be coming, and it was always, an action figure for me.
Do you have a place in your house where all the packages come? Like, when you get, like, for me, there's my front door, and there's a bench there, mm-hmm. and that's where the packages get dropped off. So every day, whenever I walk by my house, this one door, I'll kind of, like, do this little glance. And I just keep walking. And when there's a box there, it's like, there's a box. I wonder what it is. And if it says Blake's name on it, I know that it's definitely not for me. Mm-hmm. But if it has my name on it, there's like a 10% chance it's for me.
Could be.
So I open it up and it's almost never for me.
But it's exciting.
Like, it is exciting. It is. It's always mm-hmm. like for her. When it's for Christmas. Her under my name, it's a book. She always gets books. I'm like, oh, it's a book.
It's exciting until, in my experience, your wife is like, wait a minute, what else did you order? And then it's one of those situations where it just turns into anxiety. It's like, I'm going to open this and I'm going to get my butt kicked.
I've been getting these packages under my name and someone's sending them to me from Walmart. And every time I open them up, it's just a bag of candy.
That's weird.
What kind of candy?
Random candy. I got to bring them in.
That really? Would be a little scary.
It's random candy.
Like an auto ship? It just shows up every now and then?
It shows up. I don't know if it's once a week or once a month, but
it's
happened
cards.
Twice. My wife's like, who's sending us this? But it's not like good candy. Well, for me, it's not good candy. It's like, give me some candy.
Priorities.
Good and plenty.
It's like, no, but it's got, it's what's that? It's yellow.
Butterscotch.
Yeah.
Butterscotch. I had to go all the way back there.
That's the flavor.
I didn't even think of that.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. Hey, let's do John Jay Stacks.
John Jay Stacks. It's time again for John Jay Stacks.
All right, so this is like information I have that doesn't fit anywhere on the show, so I'm just going to drop it here. For example, I saw this thing about the most embarrassing thing that each state Googles more than anyone else. California, they Google, how to quit a job you just started.
Oh, my.
Delaware Googles, are aliens real? Florida Googles, how to get rid of a ghost.
Yes, Delaware, they are.
Georgia Googles, where is Africa? Indiana Googles, how is a baby made? Iowa Googles, how to get fired? Kentucky, how to become a vampire? Like, Mississippi, is the earth round? Montana, the number one thing they Google, Nick Nolte.
Oh, my gosh, why?
Nebraska, number one thing Googled in Nebraska is smelly feet. In New Mexico, Justin Bieber nudes. What? In New Jersey, it's Ouija board, spelled W-E-E-G-E-E. Uh-uh. Yeah.
That's the Ouija board.
In Pennsylvania, Nickelback concert.
What?
For real?
Yeah. In Vermont, they Google, where is Canada? In West Virginia, why is my poop green? These are the most embarrassing thing each state Googles. Here are the top Halloween costumes for kids. Halloween, because we don't, you don't know what's Halloween, but the costumes are still being sold everywhere.
Yep.
The 10 most popular costumes for kids are...
Black Panther?
Has to be.
Well, superhero. It's kind of funny because it says superhero and then it says Batman. There's Spider-Man, princess, superhero, ghost, Batman, witch, vampire, frozen characters, mm-hmm. pumpkin, and a cat. The 10 most popular costumes for adults are, I think Kyle for a fact has been one of these. I think
magician. Yeah.
No.
A witch.
Witch, number one.
Zombie.
That's always number one, huh?
Zombies up there. Nurse, princess.
Angel, devil.
Ghost, pirate, superhero? Spider-Man. And the most popular costumes for pets?
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Oh,
pumpkin,
good.
Cat, bumblebee, ghost, witch, devil, and bat. 23% of Americans say they are still planning to take their kids trick-or-treating this year. Are you, Kyle?
We, kind of. We're doing like a hybrid. We're actually doing like a little vacation with our family. We're renting a few cabins, so the kids get to go to each of the cabins.
Oh, so then you guys are. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Are you, Rich, with Christopher? Is he trick-or-treating age?
He is, and there's talk of a neighborhood cul-de-sac party where you just kind of hang out there, and then that's your trick-or-treating.
And you're pretty close with all your neighbors, yeah. So I think that's it's like a more comfortable situation.
Yeah, and the other ones, Joe and Audrey, they still like to get dressed up because they think it's cool. They think it's fun.
It is fun. I still like to get dressed up.
Well, the opposite of getting dressed up is this. Gucci is selling a $1,400 grass-stained overalls.
I saw them, and they look like gross.
They do?
Yeah. They legit look like dirty overalls.
They're not even stained with actual grass.
Like $1,200
bucks.
It's special treatment to make it look like it's actual grass. So.
I bet you they're really comfortable, though, if Gucci makes them.
Nah, I've never worn anything
Gucci.
I can make those for you for $20.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I got some at
you
home.
You could probably get some overalls at Salvation Army for like $5. So.
And some real grass stains, too. None
of
that fake stuff.
1996, I moved to Cincinnati, and I guess Cincinnati's real name used to be called, before it was called Cincinnati, it was called Porkopolis. So I was like, let's do an event. I created this event called the Running of the Pigs, literally like the Running of the Bulls in Spain. Mm-hmm. So I thought, if I'm going to run with pigs, I should get overalls. So I went to Walmart in 1996, got a pair of overalls, and I was like, these are great. I thought overalls are so fantastic. They were such a, it's like a minivan. It's like a minivan is like so functional and so great, mm-hmm. but I don't really want to be in a minivan, right? But overalls, when I put them on, I was like, these are the greatest pair of everything in the world. And I was like, I'm going to use these probably a lot more. And I've never worn them, but I still have them.
You still have them?
I still have the same exact pair.
We should have an overall day.
Overalls are somewhat back in style.
They are? Yeah. I don't think these are.
They're a little bit different, though. They are back in style.
I'll wear them Monday.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll probably have a big old camel toe. I'm sure I've gained 30 pounds since then.
The only reason you should have those is if you're a cast member on A Different World. Other than that, you get to wear overalls.
What is making you less productive when you're working from home?
Anyone? Kids.
New survey. They didn't get specific, but they top. There's three things that they blame: other people in the home, mm-hmm. kids,
of course,
distractions at the home, which
food,
I think is
TV.
Kids, and not having the right tools or equipment. Yeah. A survey also found that 6 out of 10 people say the biggest thing they miss about being in the office. The biggest thing, 6 out of 10. So this is the number one thing people miss out of being in the office:
time away from their family.
No.
Office gossip.
No.
Coworkers.
No.
What else is there?
Free meals?
No. Being able to print personal stuff from the company computer.
Oh, yeah. It's true. It gets expensive having your own printer, man.
That printer ink, man, you go through that, and it's like more expensive than the printer.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's John Jay Stacks.
John Jay Stacks. That was John Jay Stacks.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. All right, it's time for horoscopes. Suzette, what's the vibe today?
The most progressive thing about each horoscope sign. What is it that makes you so forward-thinking?
Oh, so I'm a Virgo, and that's everything.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Settle down, JoJo. Just settle down.
Here we go.
Yours is actually very interesting. So when Virgos make the effort to withhold what's on their mind, they progress. Meaning Virgos like to spew.
You sound like every program director I've ever had. Wow.
Oh, Virgos have a poisonous tongue, and they do severe damage to those around them when they're with their thoughtless words. However, Virgos do like to rise above this behavior, and their progress develops when they take the time to think things out before speaking.
Again, you sound. Remember, we had a boss once that told me to wait 7 seconds in person before I said anything. Then he said, then he doubled it, right?
Yeah. And I think that's, because you'd count out loud so you could like hurl your insult at the end of the 4 seconds. He's like, it twice as long before you text somebody something.
But literally what you just said. I wonder if you just went to a horoscope book and read about me.
Maybe. You know,
that's good advice. That's really good advice. And I do that all the time. And case in point, I had an exchange with a manager earlier today, and I wrote out an email. And then I thought, I'm not going to send it. I shouldn't send it. But then I thought, it wasn't about the words in the email, but it was like, I can't get past this problem until I hit send. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But so anyway, I can feel myself slowly progressing in that department. Mm-hmm. But it's also you can't move on for the next problem until I get this problem solved.
Right. So. It's just, I think, how you say it, how you approach the entire thing.
I'm not a very good sayer of things.
So to review, Suzette, what you were saying is, to be progressive, you have to not always say those things.
Right.
Just hold back a little bit.
Hold
think
back
about,
a little bit.
Think about it some more.
I think John Jay has done that.
Yeah. Progress.
Little baby steps.
I've texted stuff, and then I go back long, and then I go back and delete it.
Yeah, that's good.
Go ahead. Anyway, go on. Kyle's turn now.
Kyle, Libra, the balance sign, will make their lives all about keeping the peace, pleasing the people they love, and doing whatever it takes to live life on an even keel. They feel like they're continuously improving and that progress comes naturally to them. They know hard work leads to the goal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that. I think there's one thing about Libras that I've always heard is like, we like to see both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So someone else's point of view. And I think for me personally, that's been beneficial. Like, making the point to try to see the other person's side, because then, you know, you get a little bit more empathy, a little bit more understanding, and, you know, you grow a little bit too.
You learn more. You learn you're not just stuck on one side learning about, you know, just this lane. You learn about everything else too.
Right.
You just grow. Yeah. Grow as a person.
Okay.
Rich Pisces, the most progressive thing a Pisces can do is pace themselves. Pisces is a frantic sign, so they should focus on meditating, relaxation, and exercise. They need it to calm down. Progress happens when the Pisces recognizes that they can release the need to do it all.
Mm, that's fun.
You need to calm down with a strong L. Calm.
Calm.
Like the Taylor Swift song, that's what you would dedicate to Rich.
Calm.
You need to calm
down. Need to calm down.
There's this device this doctor invented. It's a meditation device. Mm-hmm. And my son, Kemp, met with the success coach. This guy, he coaches a bunch of Super Bowl champions and a bunch of athletes. And he, I don't know if you saw, I posted a picture of Kemp wearing this weird thing the other day, right? Mm-hmm. And this doctor made it, and I was going to buy it for the show, but I think maybe you need it, Rich. Maybe I'll buy it for you.
Well, is it an augmented reality thing?
I don't even understand what that means.
I don't know. A virtual reality helmet.
I would call it a headset.
Yeah,
but I think it's there's lights, and then a person goes on and tells you how to meditate, and it walks you through a meditation. Maybe that'll help you calm down.
Oh, I wonder if it's almost like it's meditating for you.
Because a lot of people say they meditate, right? But they're not doing it right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like me, I don't know how to meditate. When I try to meditate, I fall asleep. But you're not supposed to. But when you do actually really meditate in real life, it's supposed to be amazing. Kobe Bryant says the one thing he could do more of, wish he'd done earlier, was meditate. That's the thing that made his game better. And so all these pro athletes now, they've seen that interview with Kobe. They all try to meditate. Mm. So if you're saying Pisces need to meditate more to calm down, this device does that. And I'll find it. I'll maybe get the doctor on the air.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, because meditating is hard. It takes a lot of practice.
See, this guy tells you how to do it.
To get your mind to be quiet for even a second is next to impossible.
I like that. And for Capricorns, progress is cut and dry, is very cut and dry. For this sign, if you want progress, then you work for it. You work hard, you play hard too, but you do the right thing. If you aren't about getting down and dirty and getting the job done, then you're wasting time and energy, according to a Capricorn. Progress is going for it, no questions asked. 1,000%. You want to do good, you want to move on, you better do the work. There's no shortcuts.
All right, that's perfect. Now, if we missed your sign, and these are great, important ones, you can get them at johnjanerich.com. You go to the website, there's a picture of Suzette's face superimposed into Walter Mercado's hair. And you, mucho, mucho, muchos. What is it? Mucho, mucho amor.
Amor.
Yes, so go to johnjanerich.com.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. Yeah, I saw this thing that's really cool about overthinking, the things that we overthink. And I got a pretty big kick out of it. So I want you to think about this. New poll went over the top things that we overthink. Now, I want you to think about the things that you overthink, but don't overthink.
Overthinking.
So I have a list of the 10 things that we overthink the most on any given day. Yes, Susan's already shaking her head. Mm-hmm. What?
A text message. Whether you should send a text message or how you said things.
That is really good. Number 6 on that list is the exact wording of a text message.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is of the things that we overthink is why someone you texted or emailed hasn't responded yet.
So you got two of them in one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What to eat.
On any given day, these are things that you think about that you overthink. It's funny because these are things that I was telling you about a manager of ours that didn't respond to my text. I don't overthink it, but it's in the back of my head, and I'm like irritated. And he has like another negative check mark, but I don't overthink it.
There's check marks.
I think that is an overthink.
Can I ask how many negative check marks I have?
No, you don't have any.
Okay,
is
good.
Last thing your boss said to you. On there? Does it overthink?
No, I don't overthink it.
I'm saying, is it on the list?
No, it's not.
Because that would be a big one.
Number 10 on this list is why your friend never called back. I don't overthink that. I'm grateful. That would be on my grateful list.
You start to wonder, like, did I say something? Did I do something that maybe they're mad at me?
Right. Mm-hmm. So what about you, Kyle? What's on your list?
What to eat?
Either for dinner
or order at a restaurant. Mm.
Let me see. No, that's not on
Come
the list.
On.
That's good though. That's not on the list. Then you're not on the. You must not overthink a lot of things.
Yeah,
that is a big one though.
Try not to. What to wear?
What to wear is number dose.
Yeah, you got it.
How much to spend on a gift is number 9.
Okay.
What your friends think of you is number 8. How much to ask? How to ask someone for money that they owe you, that's stressful. I've had somebody owe me money, and it consumes you when you're in that situation. Mm-hmm. Yes, Suzette?
Social media post, overthinking, maybe, should I post this selfie? Nah, I don't like it. Maybe it's kind of cute. I don't know. Should I?
No, that's not on there.
What?
It's not.
What about to go or not go to an event of some type?
That's essentially number 1.
Oh.
The best way to back out of plans you've made. And that is what I overthink quite a bit.
Yeah, because you want to be invited to the party. You're offended if you're not invited to something big, but yet you don't want to necessarily be there.
And then you're like, what if I don't go? Is that going to look bad? Are they going to be mad at me? What if I do go and it's a mess? It's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So your perfect scenario would be you get invited first, you say yes, then they cancel the event.
That's the best. But it's like, in my experience, every time I don't go, it's bad news. It's always bad.
Right.
From weddings, when I didn't go to a wedding, it was bad. From like, let's say iHeartRadio Music Festival, you know, that kind of stuff, you don't go, it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, like this most recent iHeartRadio Music Festival, which was virtual,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad I wasn't a part of it, but I was pissed that I wasn't invited to do it. You know what I mean?
That sounds like you, John Jay.
I was pretty pissed. Mm-hmm. I was hurt, but at the same time, I'm so glad.
So confusing.
I know, it's really confusing. Try being in my head.
That's overthinking.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I was like, why wouldn't they have? I
stress for you.
But at the same time, I'm really glad.
You're relieved.
Yeah. But anyway, these are things you should stress about. And then at the same time, it's like you have these stress moments where it's like, it's like 5-10 minutes of overthinking it and then moving on. Right. And then later in the day, 5 minutes of overthinking it and then moving on. Do you guys do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then not only can you overthink it, you can have that third loop where you're mad at yourself for overthinking it.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Actually later in life.
You think?
Yeah, later in life.
It's really delayed.
Yeah, later in life I go and I think about all the things that you were stressed about or the problems you think you had really don't matter.
Yeah.
They don't, nothing. Yeah, if you think about it, if you think about any problem, like whatever we were stressing about a year ago, right? It doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Whatever it was, you know, you think about all the life issues, like that time Rich lied to me about taking my green tea 12 years ago.
You do not forget.
You'll hold on to it.
I stressed about it for weeks.
But it
doesn't matter.
I had my own green tea.
It doesn't matter. He took my green tea.
Does it?
But it doesn't matter.
Does it not matter?
It might matter to Rich because you still hold it against him. You're over it. Not.
Don't you think I know you well enough now? And then to never take your green tea.
Now, but I think after unleashed hell, I'm taking my green tea.
There are members of my family missing because of that green tea.
Anyway, those are the things that we worry about. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. All right, it's time to play Suzette's game, Pop 10. Marie is our contestant. Hello, Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Suzette. How do we play this game of yours?
All right. This is Pop 10. So pop culture in 10 seconds. I will give you a category. You have 10 seconds to name as many things as you can in that category. You can get up to 20 points, 10 points, 1 point, 5 points. We'll see. So if you didn't do good on the first round, you can catch up on the second round. All right, Marie?
Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this. We're going to go one at a time. John Jay is the first one. Remember, you have a countdown, 3, 2, 1, and then you have the 10-second timer. At the end, you have a whistle to tell you when to stop. All right, John Jay.
Go.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Name all the characters from the cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob. That's the hard part. SpongeBob, Patrick, oh my God, SpongeBob Patrick. Oh my God, the snail, Howard, Larry, Fish, Dave, the squirrel, Charlie. Oh the God, Gary. The hamburger guy,
Squidward.
Damn it,
Mr. Krabs.
What's the snail's name?
Gary.
Dang it.
You got Larry the lobster. Surprising.
Oh good, I knew that. They're all right there.
Plankton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that was such a big part of my life.
I know. Isn't it crazy how it's still a popular cartoon?
It's very popular, but it's been a while, so I haven't.
I know. It's all right. You got 3 points. Okay. That's good, John Jay. Up next, Rich. Name artists that have collaborated with the Queen, Beyonce.
Megan Thee Stallion. Ed Sheeran. Jay-Z, the dude from One Republic.
Gaga.
Gaga.
Gaga, yeah. The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Sean Paul.
Kelly Rowland.
Shakira.
You'd also have to get Michelle
a bone.
You got three.
Okay.
Very good. Very nice. Kyle, name all the music genres out there.
Okay, you have pop, you have rock, you have rap, you have hip hop, you have jazz, you have classical, you have what have I not said? What have I not said?
Ooh. Country.
Like I said, I forgot country.
EDM, Latin pop. Very nice. You got 6 points.
Okay. Okay.
Just give her the title. It's over. Game over.
I know.
It is not nerve-wracking for you. I said it's the most nerve-wracking game we play.
Because
I feel like
there's so much opportunity in this game.
Truth. All right, Marie. It's your turn. Try to give me all the horoscope signs you can.
Okay. Capricorn, Aquarius, Aries, Pisces. Cancer, Taurus, Sagittarius, Virgo, Libra.
Wow. Back down to Marie.
Look at you.
She may have won in the first round.
She was going in order too. Capricorn, Aquarius, Aries, Pisces. I love that. 7 points.
You taught me well. Taught
Nobody's
me
ever
well.
Gotten
Thanks,
seven
girl.
Points
Thanks, girl.
In this game.
Mm-mm. Wow. All right. We have Marie with 7 points. Kyle has 6. John Jay and Rich tied with 3 points. Second round. Back over to John Jay. What are different names for marijuana?
Weed, Mary Jane, skunk, pow pow, mau mau, maui wowie,
what?
Nugget.
Pow wow wow. I don't know if I can give you that. Yeah, but
why are you?
You got like 3 points though, so that's good.
Wait,
but
okay, Mary Jane.
Yes.
Weed. Mm-hmm. Skunk. Mm-hmm. Maui wowie.
Maui wowie is really one.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
okay,
yeah
it is.
Nugget. That's what LeBron James Jr. is getting in trouble for because he's saying smoking this nugget.
Is that a type of? Is okay.
You said other
all right.
Names,
yeah. Yeah.
Other
you're
names,
right. Okay.
So you gotta give it. You gotta give it.
Okay.
You gotta give it.
Kush.
You gotta give it. I think you got five.
Loud. That loud though. Reggie. Okay. Chronic. Okay. Very nice. Jonji has 8 points now. Rich. Name all of the Super Mario video game characters.
Mario, Luigi, Princess P. There's the. Oh my gosh. There's a few.
There's a few. Do you pass Princess Peach?
No.
Okay.
What's her
Peach.
Name?
It's
Princess Peach.
Peach.
So
would you accept the princess?
No.
Okay, because I would have said princess.
Mm-hmm.
Would you accept the gorilla?
Doesn't he have a name?
He's in Donkey Kong.
But I don't know. Okay. Well,
it's a good category.
I have to take 1 point away. You have 5 points there, Rich. Not bad, not bad. Kyle. Name all of the Adam Sandler movies.
Happy Gilmore, 50 First Dates. What's the one also Happy Gilmore? I Love You Daddy, or Daddy, something Daddy. What's the Daddy one?
Something Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
I wanted to tell you so bad.
Something Daddy.
All right, John Jay and Kyle are tied with 8 points. Rich has 5 points. Ooh. Marie, you have 7 points. So if you get one more, you tie with John Jay and Kyle. If you get 2 points, you win the game, okay?
Ooh, let's do this.
Okay, name as many beer brands as you can.
Budweiser, Miller, Smirnoff, Natty Light, Coors Light, Heineken, Stella.
You took it.
You took it, Marie.
You win.
13 nice. Points. Look at you.
Wow, Marie, congratulations. You are our winner of Suzette's Pop 10. Congratulations,
thank
Marie.
You.
Or yeah. Murray.
Murray. Congratulations, Murray.
All right. Way to go. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. All right, it's time for life hacks. What's the life hack today, Rich?
This is all about the human body. Let's talk about the human body and the tricks that our body can do. So a lot of these I thought were old wives' tales, but science has come together and researched some of them, and some of them actually work. How many times have you been in here going, I think I got to sneeze, and you don't know if you want to sneeze or you want to stop the sneeze?
To stop the sneeze, do you want me to tell you? Or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
My wife always says, say bananas.
That is
bananas.
That
bananas,
is a
wife's
tale.
It works.
But that works. But the experts say you touch the bridge of your nose and squeeze it, and it'll stop the sneeze.
I don't want to snap the sneeze.
Well, it's good. Or you tap your knee. No. You tap your knee or say bananas.
I'd rather sneeze.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a solution for that too.
I got one.
Okay, go.
Look up at the light.
Correct. Science says yes. Mm. Look up at the light.
Carrie Ann. Isn't that from a movie?
Yeah, look at the light, Carol Ann. Yeah.
And here's one that I think is bizarre.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. Yeah.
Poltergeist. If you're in a bad mood, I'm going to give you this for John Jay because it seems like you are. Here you go.
Lead me to the light, Carol Ann.
Okay, Rich has just handed us a pencil.
I got one too. These are standard number 2 pencils.
If you're in a bad mood, even slightly bad mood,
a pencil puts you in a great mood. You're right.
We're not done yet.
That's all I need.
Put them in between your. You start. You put it between your teeth. Right there.
In between your teeth.
Uh huh.
I use pencil all the time.
Well, they say it suits you because you're almost smiling, and the act of smiling makes your brain feel a little bit better. How many people feel a little bit better right now?
So much better.
Why do you need a pencil for
so it?
It's a pencil. It's science.
I think you've lost your mind on the life hacks now.
This is science.
I love the little tiny crunch you get when you bite into a pencil.
I love biting pencils. Mm-hmm. Wait a second.
So you're saying
you're
that,
telling me
yeah.
that instead of just saying smile, mm-hmm. putting a pencil in is forcing you to smile. That'll put you in a good mood.
The pencil has to cross your mouth. It works by holding your mouth open in a smiling position, whether you want it to or not. In the act of smiling, naturally causes you to feel better.
Look at that smile.
With him.
I feel happier.
I think it's very S&M-like.
You would feel that way.
I know.
You would.
If you want to cool. Okay, now you can take the pencil out. Here's another mouth trick.
Put your pencil put here.
Here's another mouth game.
Put the pencil on my backside.
Here's another mouth game. Make the sound who to cool down.
Who?
Make the sound ha to warm yourself up.
Ha. You're going to hear that from me and Suzette all morning because it's freezing here.
Okay, try it.
Ha!
Does
you guys
it warm
just
you up?
Randomly hear that. That's what I'm doing. Ha!
Now, take the pencil and put it in your hoo-ha. Hoo-ha.
I don't know why this is science, goodness. But Suzette, you can try this. It is impossible to touch your left hand to your left elbow.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I would agree with that. That would be really hard.
You can't do it. Can't touch your left hand to your left elbow.
Oh, what the? Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I don't know why that's science.
But it is.
Oh, and here's the other one.
It's
your
elementary.
Thumb and your index finger. Your thumb and your index finger. Mm-hmm. Your body is so correct that your thumb and your index finger is exactly the length of your nose. Put it on the end of your nose, and it will match the end of your nose.
I've known that.
No, not like that.
Nope.
I know, because this is also the exact size of your ears.
No.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Incorrect.
Do it again, Kyle. Put your...
I would have a huge nose.
Well, you do have different size arms.
Oh, it does not work for me.
Well, you got longer arms than the normal human.
Yeah.
Worked. Okay.
Look at that.
Do you fact check your life hacks?
Science.
You know what we need to do after your life hack or your fact check bit?
Okay. A quick two more. If you have to pee, there's two different ways to stop yourself from peeing. One is to think about sex, because once that kicks in, you can't pee. And the other, say scientists from Oxford University, is to scratch the back of your shin, because somehow scratching the back of your shin takes your mind, your brain, on having to pee. Hmm. So those are your fun body facts. Factually checked by somebody.
All right. Those are life hacks. And guess what? We have video for all this. You can see it up at johnjayandrich.com.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. Hey, I want to go over a couple other interesting stats I saw. So apparently, according to dated.com's data, it's possible that twice as many couples have broken up this year compared to last year. 67% of the new users on their site say they went through a breakup in the past year. I'm assuming it's the pandemic, right?
Has to
with
be.
People being together and like, I can't handle seeing your face every day.
Mm-hmm. So sad, though.
I know.
You know, you hear about a couple of people that didn't see each other because of the pandemic. Like, they weren't locked up together. They were just dating, but realized they got along, you know, better on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good reason to break up, too, I guess, if you don't miss somebody.
The majority of couples this year that broke up were living together.
Oh.
That were living together. Okay, now. This, I pulled this because I thought this statistic is very relatable for me, but it's extreme because this is a very small percentage of people would do this. Now, I probably would do this if I was single. 4% of people say that they dodged a major cleaning task by moving to an entirely new home.
Oh my gosh,
no.
I've done that with my car.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was like 18 years old. I bought my first car and like the brakes went out and I just got another car.
Oh my gosh.
Because I couldn't.
You've done that with a dead battery since I've known you.
But an entire house?
I know, that's what I'm saying. This is a small, small percent. So now I'm married and I'm sure that if I had to clean the house, my wife wouldn't let me buy another house.
Yeah, no.
Right. So I thought it was just interesting that I did that.
That's crazy.
61% of people find ways to get out of cleaning the jobs that they don't like to do with their house. The top ways we get out of cleaning jobs, ignoring them, convincing a family member to do them, or just refusing to do them forever. I do all three of those.
Not shocking.
But isn't that crazy to be like, the house is dirty. Better get another house. Time to move.
That's insane.
Do you think there's life on other planets in our solar system? Rich, yes or no?
Yes.
Suzette,
of
yes
course,
or no?
Yes.
Kyle, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, when you say you think there's life, are you talking about beings like us, or are you talking about like a molecule?
Yeah, I'm talking about a molecule.
Okay, big deal.
Oh, I'm talking about beings.
Yeah.
So you think like the people are like, what's up, Dave?
For sure.
Yeah, they're like, beep, boop, boop, beep, 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 beep.
And then that's them having
in
like a full-on conversation.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? We don't. You think we know everything that goes on in the solar system?
Absolutely not. No, I'm excited about if there's aliens out there.
Yeah, but you're saying, Rich, you're saying life, like, oh, wow, put it under a microscope, there's a little amoeba moving around.
Yeah, for sure.
Suzette and Kyle, you're saying that there's, like, dudes in spaceships going, let's check out Earth, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Totally.
50% of people say yes, that's what they think, too. Like that. And then 30% say, nah. There's nothing out there.
I can't wait to see a UFO. I can't wait to see an actual UFO. And I know I'm going to see one on the way to work.
What do you mean? You know, you think a little amoeba's driving a spaceship?
Well, I want to be convinced. I just haven't seen anything yet. Amoeba Airlines.
Rich is like, check this out, you guys. I had a microscope the other day, and a UFO flew by.
Yeah, it's like remember the end of Men in Black when that cat had necklace with the little Earth on it, and you go in the Earth and the inside
the
out. That's Rich's little world. That's where you think those little aliens in there instead of out here. Yeah. Anyway, just some interesting little fun facts for your morning show. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
Thank you for listening to John, Jay, and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.